The Mayflower Incident Unified Command, as the group of officials dealing with the situation are referred to, say they have made substantial progress and are preparing for the next step. Ryan Benefield is Deputy Director of the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality.
We have started moving in some areas from the cleanup response phase into a remediation phase. What that means for the area of North Main, and hopefully we'll be able to do that for the additional area in town around 365, is extensive soil, surface water, and groundwater sampling will beginning in those areas to ultimately determine what levels we're seeing and to guide any future remediation.
Karen Tyrone, Vice President of ExxonMobil Pipeline, says the company has offered compensation to people affected by the spill. That includes awarding each household $10,000 for the disruption and inconvenience and paying for any moving expenses.
I'm personally sorry to this community that we've had the impact and disruption to people's lives. I speak for myself and for the company when I say we regret this incident and we're here to make it right.
Many of the homes affected by the crude oil spill have been deemed safe, yet none of the residents have chosen to return home. Faulkner County Judge and local on-scene coordinator Alan Dodson says he is making sure the area is safe for his constituents.
We are, you know, working as hard as we can to reduce footprint, build public confidence. I don't think anybody in here would deny that I have no problem at all asking tough questions of whether it be the state, U.S. government, or Exxon, and I've done it. I know that I can tell the people here in Faulkner County and the city of Mayflower, I'm confident that it's safe.
The Arkansas Health Department says the air is safe despite a persistent odor in the area. Also, nearly 100 animals who were found with oil on them have been cleaned and released. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.